or Wednesday night, or Letezvav Iyor, Gvura Shebahod, Chavos Halvavos, Shara Kniya, and we're up to Perek Shlishi. So we said the ideal kniya is to be fully aware of your value and your self-worth and your capabilities and your qualities, and then to feel kniya. Now, ideally you'll feel kniya because of Hashem. That's the ideal. We talked about that in the second parak, that's the ideal kniya. And that's like perfect, because you have all of your qualities, etc., etc., but and you feel good about, not good, meaning you feel you're fully aware of what you're able to do, and it gives you a confidence and an optimism, and you embrace life, as they would say, but you realize it's all a gift from Hashem. So that would be like the perfect balance to be the to have the kniya that the Chavos Halvavos would like you to have. In this perek, he wants you to sort of understand the idea, like how that could be. And he gives other examples just to bring it closer to your understanding. He gives examples, other circumstances, other situations. It wouldn't be the perfect kniya of Hashem, of the third type of kniya, which we learned in Perek Gimel. It might be other types, but it's an idea of what would make you a nichna. In other words, he wants you to get it. He wants you not just to say the words, but to really understand what we're looking for. So he gives other examples which are closer to home. Chavos does this throughout the Sefer. I've said it many times. Throughout the Sefer, he gives examples in Avodas Hashem of everyday situations in people's lives, with their relationships with their friends, with their neighbors, with their enemies, with how you feel about this, because he first of all, it's a good way to make you mamish understand what we're talking about. He takes examples from everyday life. It's also a little deeper that, let's say, a person feels, just to give a totally different example, you say, what's ahava? You know, so you take an example from the way parents love children. So it's not only that's an example, Avos Hashem. So it's not only an example, but it's deeper. Chavos Halvavos says in Shara Bitachon that the love that parents feel for their children is an upspiegeling sach. It's a manifestation of Hashem's love for you. It's channeled through parents. But when you experience that, you are experiencing Hashem's love. He's just channeling it through parents. So the examples of everyday life are not just by coincidence nice examples to make you understand, but it happens probably to be Hashem. It's in this form and through that channel and in this way. It's not like a direct one-on-one me and Hashem, so you experience it in a less intense form. It's like if I would compare, like there's a story in the Medrash, like I say, you know, I want to see Hashem. So he took him out to the sun, and he said, look at the sun. And he said, so you can't even look at the sun, who's one of Hashem's Masharasim. Certainly you can't look at Hashem. So that's a cute story, but it's more than a cute story. Hashem is, I mean, in a very, very deeper level, like the Hashem Vayhi Or, like Or is from Ma'ate Levusho Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the closest conception, if we can have any conception of Hashem's energizing the world and Hashem empowering the world and everything emanating from Hashem, it would probably be light. It's right now that we have a more sophisticated understanding of physics, which I don't have, but I know some words, that there's light, and that light is energy, and that's matter. Light, energy, matter is all the same thing, and that's really Hashem. But that's how Hashem like appears to us in this physical world, so to speak. Like that's our closest, that's probably the closest conception we can have of Hashem, is that, is the understanding a scientist have, a scientist has, that light is energy, is matter, right? So that's Hashem. Hashem is the source of all energy, and he's, and it's, in some sense it's light. The Medrash says, not the levusho, like whatever that was. The or of Vayihi or is not like the bulb up there. Anyway, so everything is really lower forms of Hashem, if that's the right word. The hishtaoshalus of Hashem would probably be the right word. Okay, so in any way, getting back to the Chaim Zalman, this is going to give 10 examples of things that bring a personally day kniya, and this is the kniya we're looking for. That it's not the kniya of number one, where you just, where you're not a mensch, you're like an animal he compares it to, Chmanul Itzlani, you know. You're like, you just, you're clueless, and you're just, you're a depressed person. We're not talking about that. And we're not talking about even, but we're talking about maybe number two, but in a more encompassing form, because number two is limited to the circumstances. So what would make a person be nichna if he knows his self-worth and he feels good about himself and he's optimistic and courageous and, you know, ready to take on things? So then where does, how could he then feel nichna? Like how? So he wants to introduce you to real life examples that you'll understand it. You say, oh, taka, oh, that's what it's like. Aval asibus ha-shebehem tusag lo'odem ha-shiflus v'ho'anova v'ha-kniya achrei ga'avoso, after he has that sense of self-worth, but then he just feels, you know, kniya, heim eser, he gives 10 practical real-life examples, and then, so you understand it. And then, of course, the ultimate and the one we're searching for is the kneel of Nei Hashem, that you feel like Hashem is always empowering everything you do, and you're nothing. Ha'achas number one, kasher nechlash kochu mitunuoso hativis. You know, you're feeling good, everything's cool, and then all of a sudden you get sick. And you're laid up. I'll use Ari Stern as an example, not because he's a gaiva. We're not talking about gaiva. We're talking about, you know, a can-do attitude. We're talking about a healthy sense of self-esteem. And then all of a sudden, in 1 second, you're laid up, you can't move, you can barely get around, you need people to wheel you around, you want a cup of water, you gotta ask someone to bring you a cup of water, and you know, it just, you feel like, oh my goodness, like, I really don't have anything. Look at me, I'm helpless. And all you did was break your foot. Like, you know, nothing happened. You didn't have a stroke, Chas v'Shalom. You have all your faculties and everything, and you broke your foot, and you're something in a wheelchair, in a cast. And like, you're basically immobilized. So that, ha'achas kasher nechlash kocho mitunuoso, he can't move around. That's, Chavis HaLomis gives very down-to-earth practical things. What makes you a nichna? You're basically immobilized, you're helpless. Physically helpless. Hativis, machlos, maybe you got sick. You have to stay in bed. Oroa mezeg, he feels weak. Ochul shas herkiv. Sh'oz yiye onov v'yikona labori yisala v'levnei adam. All of a sudden, you're davening better. Like, you feel, says the Chavis HaLomis, you feel the puniness of man. You feel your puniness. You have all your qualities and everything, and all of a sudden you realize how fragile you really are. A person's really very fragile. The Livnei Adam, and he's nichnat to the Bori Olam and to people. He needs people to bring him a glass of water. He's thirsty, and then he needs people to bring him some water. Kamo shenemar v'yachna be'omo libam. Koshlu v'ein ozer. Vashenis, number two, another example. Imboa love makasaoni. All of a sudden, he's in a situation where he needs people. It happens. People can be on top of the world, and they can be rich, and and all of a sudden, they need a loan. All of a sudden, they need something to tide them over. All of a sudden, they're hit by the recession. Maybe they lose their jobs. Maybe they just want to get something, and they don't have any liquid cash. They need other people. They need other people to help them out monetarily. And so all of a sudden, you feel very, again, you feel your inadequacy, and you realize you still have all your qualities from before, and all of a sudden you feel, and wow, like boom, it hits you like a ton of bricks. Kniya, that's a good health. It's a healthy hergish. It's healthy. If you get depressed from it and you slip into Kniya type 1 of the second parak, that's bad. That's terrible. That's bad. And there are people, and all too often that's really the problem, that you get, you say, and you lose your self-esteem, and you lose your, you lose it, and then you get depressed, and that's bad. That's, you're slipping into number one. But just the very, he's talking about, you maintain, you keep your wits about you, you maintain everything, but you feel, that's a good feeling, that's good, that's healthy. You feel you're not on top of the world anymore. You're not the master of your own fate. You're dependent on other people. That's good. That's you're getting a little kniya. It's good practice for the ultimate kniya that we want you to have, which is, of course, l'gabei Hashem. But you feel it's a good feeling. And a good. He's saying that's kniya. He wants you to understand the emotion, understand the koach hanefesh, call it. All of a sudden you need people. Till now you didn't need people. You were riding high. Mr. Self-Sufficient. You have to be nichna to them. Can't get them angry. You need them. You develop kniya. It's good. It roots out any gaiva that you might have. Again, we're dealing with subtleties. It roots out the gaiva. Gaiva here meaning not arrogance the way we normally think of it, but the gaiva meaning it's me. I am capable. I can take care of myself. I'm self-sufficient. You're not self-sufficient. It's good practice for the real kaniya that we want to achieve, that for a few months, let's say, you lose your, not arrogance, you lose your hergish that you're self-sufficient. It's like good practice for Hashem, that you're not self-sufficient. So, so then you practice. Hashem is giving you something to practice on. Ultimately, you'll get out of all these messes, and you'll just I'm dependent on Hashem. So you practice when you become dependent on people. You need a loan. This year you needed a loan to tide you over. Oz yikona lohem v'tishav erucho mechzichos daite b'matzavo ka'omro. There's a pasuk in Shmuel where he's giving a klala really to Bnei Eli, who were riding high, and they used to run the show on the Beis Mikdash. And now Shmuel tells them, you're going to need a handout, the kikar lechem, the omos of cheninu alachas akuhunos lecho paslechem, please let me join you in a meal, in the kohen meal. This is good practice for the kliya that we want you to